It is going to get colder later this afternoon. It will stay cold through Thursday morning, but it will begin to recover after that. It should be mild on Friday, about -2, and high temperatures around -2 or -3 all the way through next Tuesday, the way it looks right now, with lows just below -10, except maybe -15 Monday morning as we get a glancing blow from the cold air to the north. It might actually get above freezing late next week. However, I do have one major concern with this pattern. It is very warm to the southwest of us. It is very cold to the north and northeast of us. We are in between. And think of it this way. Us being in between these air masses is like running across Portage Avenue against the lights. So far, we've been running across the road, no problem. Probably gotten a lot of one-finger salutes from motorists, but we haven't gotten run over yet. Sooner or later, thump, you get run over. And that's where we sit with this pattern. Storms like to form right in between the warm and cold air, where they're fighting with each other, these air masses. And as long as we're in between, we're vulnerable. If we're in the cold air, where it's really cold and dry, we don't get anything. If it's really warm, we're not going to get anything. If we are right in between, that's when we are vulnerable to get hit. So if we stay in this pattern where we're going back and forth between warm and cold, we have the potential of getting a significant storm in the next couple weeks or so. I don't know when or exactly where this thing would go, but this time of year, this is a very dangerous place to be. It could be rain, it could be snow, it could be both. It could be one of those that changes from rain to snow. I just don't know yet. But as long as we're in the area where the two air masses are fighting, we're vulnerable. But I'll keep watching this.